whether it's scores of recordings. The nature of the beast was when these guys recorded in the 60s, they would record three sessions a day. In each of those sessions, you produce maybe two or three tunes. You did that 6 and 7 days a week. Start figuring that out. You do that for 10, 15 years, and you end up with thousands of recordings that they've done. Thousands of recordings that they've done. Some of them hits, some of them misses.
Yeah.
Record another song title.
Both ways, yes.
But I'm going to try to keep this loose and open tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of recordings. Oh, that's right, I didn't turn on the mic.
Yeah, I thought it was.
So much for
this is mine,
just mine, and that.
So much for technology. So anyways, we're going to kind of keep it loose. We're going to play some recordings that they're on, let them reminisce a bit about it. I will apologize. There was supposed to be a third member of our crew tonight, and unfortunately, Big Jim Sullivan took sick and couldn't travel. So Big Jim phoned in his regrets on the weekend. But Andy and Vic have agreed to soldier on, and we're just going to open it up and start with some things. Now, did you want to start with something in particular?
Well, no, I was just, is this on?
You're on.
This is on. Because we couldn't find a copy, would you believe it, the James Bond thing, Gordon suggested doing this gold finger, but I thought that I thought I'd just do this, which would introduce kind of what I did. Do you want to do it? Just stick this bit.
Sure. Just stick as it. Just stick it.
So I have to thank Joel for this guitar, which is incredibly in tune. Thank you very much.
It does
sound
a bit better.
It does much better.